murder. And the municipal chief executive, who is the same person who deployed the military to attack young peaceful protesters, military men who squatted, aimed, and shot at unarmed, harmless, retreating protesters. That municipal chief executive officer cannot continue to be in office. And it is important that with immediate effect, he is dismissed from office, arrested, and prosecuted. Aside that, the police commander for Edra, the military commander who was responsible for the mindless deployment that caused the death of Nasiru and Mohamed Murtala, must be immediately interdicted, prosecuted, and punished in accordance with law. People cannot hide behind the uniforms they are wearing to commit crimes and get away with that. And per information we are gathering on the ground, we understand that the military officers who shot into the crowd and killed Murtala and Abdul Nasiru were not the regular military officers we know.
No.
These are bearded, earring military officers who we believe are vigilante elements of the new patriotic party who have been integrated into the military force. They are the same people who committed atrocities we all saw during the Ayawaso West were gone by elections and got away with it. They are the same people who murdered innocent citizens of this country at Echiman's house.
Yes.
They are the same people who murdered innocent citizens at Ablekuma Central,
right.
Savilugu, and other parts of the country,
yes,
in the run-up to the 2020 elections. How long will our own government that we have elected, how long will security agencies that we ourselves as a people have established and are paying be used against citizens? How long would they be used to shoot, maim, and kill their own citizens? We commend Moral Society for speaking up, but we think a lot more people should speak up. This issue cannot be business as usual. People should not expect that we will discuss this issue for a few days and it will be swept under the carpet like it happened in the case of Techiman South, Ayawaso West Wokol, and all the other cases that I've alluded to.
No.
We want justice in this matter because that is the only way we can have sustainable and genuine peace in Edra. So we thank you very much for coming. From here, after checking up on the injured here, we will be going to the Adwa of Abdul Nasir, who was a very key member of the NDC before his unfortunate passing. And so when we are done with that, we will address you again before we leave